Please bless Christy, Lord, as he leads the meeting this evening and as he brings us the message this evening. Pray that you would anoint him, that you would give him the words to say, that you would inspire him even as he stands before us now. We pray you too, Father, for our absent brethren, for Christine and Pat and Steve, for Ling. It's good to see her out again this morning. I pray for your good hand upon them as well. And those that have slipped and slid, Lord, for the whole family, for the Edgar family, Lord, for the Lamontons, Lord, for the many others that have been and gone. Please, Lord, I know there's one saved, and they'll never be unsaved, but Lord, I pray even at this late stage that you would convict of living for you and pointing other souls to the foot of the cross. Bless our time, I pray, Father. Thank you for the freedom that we have to lift up your praises, to bring before you our prayer requests, Lord, to carry our Bibles to church and to have the full counsel of a priest. Please, Lord, I pray, bless this time and ask this for private prayer requests. Ask it all, Lord, in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, according to your will. Amen.
I'll take another favorite from any other bench.
One of the
Thank you.
He hideth my Turn tonight to Psalm number 140, Psalm 140. Deliver me, O Lord, from the evil man. Preserve me from the violent man, which imagine mischiefs in their heart continually. Are they gathered together for war? They have sharpened their tongues like a serpent. Adders poisonous under their lips. Selah. Keep me, O Lord, from the hands of the wicked. Preserve me from the violent man, who have purposed to overthrow my goings. The proud have had a snare for me, and cords they were spread on net by the wayside. They have set gins for me. Selah. I said unto the Lord, Thou art my God. Hear the voice of my supplications, O Lord. O God, the Lord, the strength of my salvation, Thou hast covered my head in the day of battle. Grant not, O Lord, the desires of the wicked, further not his wicked device, lest they exalt themselves, Selah. As for the head of those that compass me about, let the mischief of their own lips cover them, let burning coals fall upon them, let them be cast into the fire, into deep pits, that they rise not up again. Let not an evil speaker be established in the earth, evil shall hunt the violent man to overthrow him. I know that the Lord will maintain the cause of the afflicted and the right of the poor. Surely the righteous shall give thanks unto the name, the upright shall dwell in thy presence. Amen.
Amen. Good evening, folks. Good to see you here again. I'm thankful again for Christy for covering the evening. I think I'm getting a bit better and better as the weeks go on, but I'm still glad he's doing a Sunday evening Bible study with us through Acts. So, amen. Just want to remind you to get one of those wee yellow sheets. We did mention a number of prayer requests this morning. We're glad to have Ling back this morning. It's been 2 or 3 weeks, was it, since she was with us. Some of her patients had COVID exposure, and she was basically just staying away from everybody. So we're glad to have her back. And we had Joanne and her dad Stephen with us all the way from, was it just Taiwan? She's over visiting, and she is expecting to have a baby within the next week. So please do, you'll be able to put a face to the name. Sometimes it can be quite difficult to remember all the prayer requests. It's always much easier when you have a face to that. So please do pray about that as well. No, we don't mention it very often because in a lot of places things are just not happening, but please do continue to pray for the purchase of the church land, for the Charities Commission. I'll have to poke them with a stick again and see what's what. It's been about a month, maybe longer since I heard from them. And it's always nice to know that things are moving ahead in your favour. So please do pray about that. I'd appreciate prayer for my shoulder. It's giving me a lot of bother right now. I was just saying with Will on the way to church, unfortunately because of what I went through, there are so many complications that could happen. It's crazy that whenever something does happen, I just write it off. It's just one of those things. But I would appreciate your prayers for it. Don't forget people's private prayer requests. We have myself and Monica, Will and Norman and Ling that have private prayer requests. Does anybody else have a private prayer request? You don't have to give us the details, just that you have a prayer request. All right, please do remember that. Again, pray for Christy as he comes bringing us the message. Christy has a full plate when it comes to work, to finishing off his PhD. And to keeping up with his soon-to-be wife, Lord willing, and weather permitting, etc., etc., who happens to be 5 hours behind us. So sometimes there's a late... What?
4 o'clock.
Four and...
It's 5
now.
Midnight, but then it goes back to 5.
Oh, they're a week behind us. You should know that. You're from America. Please do pray for Christy. There's a lot going on, and I appreciate the hours. And it's not just 10 or 15 minutes to prepare a message. There's prayers, there's Bible study, and there's reading. It all takes work, and it's the work of years of experience whenever you stand up behind a pulpit and bring a message. The same as it is with any profession or any trade. It is not what you will learn whenever you're doing the thing. It's all the things that you've learned before and the experience that you bring with you. So please do pray about that. There was one other thing I was wanting to mention, and it's gone out of my head, so we will... Yes, please do pray for America. They are going to be having a very interesting next few days, and possibly a lot of trouble in the days following. So please do pray for whomever's running the... It'll still be President Trump running the country for at least the next, what, 4 months, 3 months. So please do pray for him as he manages the country, and whomever is the president after that, and of course for all the people in America, and of course our own country too, because it will affect us as well. Pray for our leaders, and that's not just England and America, but all the men that have the responsibility for other people's lives and livelihoods. It is very, very important. Even if you don't like them, you are commanded to pray for them. That is what God says. Pray for them, and pray for Israel too. So, right, let's pray. Quick word, and then we'll hand the service back to Brother Christy. Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord, again for all your many helps. Thank you, Lord, again for an open invitation to come before you at any time. And thank you, Lord, again for the promise that there is no subject, no topic, no person, no incident, nothing that is excluded from our time in your presence. I pray you, Lord, for all of the people that are mentioned, especially the leaders of our countries, for those that are having difficult times, especially for Joanne right now as she gets ready to have her little baby boy. I pray you, Lord, for your good hand upon her. Please be with us, Lord, with folks up in Bangor, Brother Stan and Sister Karen and the folks up there this evening. Please be with the folks that listen into these messages, Lord, as we record them, as we broadcast them on the internet. And please, Lord, I pray, don't be done with us. Lord, put your good hand upon us and guide us and direct us. I know there are souls that are grieving still, Father, and I pray that you would comfort and strengthen. I know, Lord, that each one of us has our difficulties, whether they be physical, whether they be job-related, whether they are mental or spiritual. We all have our difficulties. And I pray you for wisdom, strength, and overcoming power, Lord, as we meet these things and deal with them. For those that are missing loved ones, Lord, I pray your good hand and your arm around them, Lord. For those that are coming up against the world, the flesh and the devil, I pray you for wisdom and victory. Lord, for those that are determined to fix their eyes upon you and grow, I pray you, Lord, for Christian growth, for wisdom and understanding. Lord, we really do need you. Please bless the rest of the service. Please bless Christy, Lord. And just give us understanding hearts. Open our eyes and open our hearts, Lord. And bless Christy as he comes. Amen. Thank you, Lord. God bless you.
Monica, you were right. It was last night. So if you dig him in the ribs, Mary, I'll not look. I'll even block the recording.
I wrote down this week.
It always happens on a Saturday night. Going into Sunday, so that's why it's classed as Sunday. Anyway, anyone got a favourite of them? Somebody change the subject. So there's 5 hours.
There are 7 days in the age.
Days are filled with sorrow and care, hearts are lonely and drear, burdens are lifted at Calvary, Jesus is there.
In Acts chapter 9 tonight. Acts 9, beginning at verse number 32. Would you believe our topic is making sure you're right? I'm only joking, it's not. The topic for tonight is the church with a testimony. The church with a testimony. Starting at verse 32 in Acts 9 and reading through verse 43. And it came to pass, as Peter passed throughout all quarters, he came down also to the saints which dwelt at Lydda. And there he found a certain man named Aeneas, which had kept his bed 8 years and was sick of the palsy. And Peter said unto him, Aeneas, Jesus Christ maketh thee whole. Arise, make thy bed. And he arose immediately. And all that dwelt at Lydda and Saron saw him and turned to the Lord. Now there was at Joppa a certain disciple named Tabitha, which by interpretation is called Dorcas. This woman was full of good works and alms deeds, which she did. And it came to pass in those days that she was sick and died, whom when they had washed, they laid her in an upper chamber. And forasmuch as Lydda was nigh to Joppa, and the disciples had heard that Peter was there, they sent unto him two men, desiring him that he would not delay to come to them. Then Peter arose and went with them. When he was come, they brought him into the upper chamber, and all the widows stood by him weeping, and showing the coats and garments which Dorcas made while she was with them. But Peter put them all forth, and kneeled down, and prayed, and turning him to the body, said, Tabitha, arise. And she opened her eyes, and when she saw Peter, she sat up. And he gave her his hand, and lifted her up. And when he had called the saints and widows, presented her alive. And it was known throughout all Joppa, and many believed in the Lord. And it came to pass that he tarried many days in Joppa with one Simon, a tanner. Amen. Something else just noticed there, so that'll be brought up. Well, would you pray for us before we end our study?
Heavenly Father, thank you for this night, Lord. Thank you for bringing it together to in your presence tonight. Be with one another, Lord, and guide us and direct us using Christy to point us to articles in your gospel, Lord, and things that we should know about, and things that we should pray out in our lives, Lord, and things that we should draw near to thee, Lord, and be closer to thee, Lord, in our daily lives, and especially now, Lord. Pray for the families represented, Lord, and each household that's here, Lord. Bless them, and bless us, Lord, as we come draw nigh to thee tonight, Lord. Pray for those people who can make it out tonight, or and this morning, Lord. Pray for them also, bring them to the next point in time. Pray for us and give us, Lord. Pray for our country, Lord, to wisdom to Boris Johnson, especially to Donald Trump as well, Lord. Guide them, especially closer to Christian ideals, Lord, and Christian laws, Lord, and bring them closer to thee, Lord, and ideally, Lord, save their souls, Lord, for they need the more, Lord, they need salvation, Lord. Lord, pray for all the number tonight, Lord. Pray for Christ, Lord, give them the touch of the Spirit, Lord, and guide them and give them the strength, Lord, to resort from the Gospels tonight, Lord. Pray for us and guide us, Lord, as we depart from thee, Lord. Protect us as we go to our homes in safety, Lord, and direct us as we start a new week, especially for you, Lord, for Jesus Christ's sake, amen.
Our topic last week was the basket church, where we looked at Saul being let down from the wall out of the grip of the Jews of the day that wanted to kill him after he's been preaching and confounded them, and looked at some of the baskets we as a church ought to be given to our brethren and to the lost souls round about us. The basket of compassion, the basket of encouragement, the basket of prayer, and the basket of labor. Then this portion, or this passage of God's word, turns from the dramatic change in the life of Saul to a chronicle in the life of Peter, as we start verse 32. And Peter, what I like about the first verse, says he passed throughout all quarters. There was no selectiveness with Peter. He didn't choose his path, or didn't choose the segment of society that he wanted to go to. He was passing through all quarters so that he could go and minister to the saints. There was this break in the persecution that the churches had been suffering to this stage after Saul had been converted. There was a rest. And the disciples used this interval as a time to build up the churches throughout other parts of the country and out of the lands. Here we see Peter passing through all lands. He comes to Lydda. He found a certain man, a helpless man. And I want us to notice that when we're passing through seeking to minister, we will notice people with needs. The man that he found with a need had been helpless, hopeless, sick of the palsy, bedridden for 8 years, probably tried every medical procedure of the day, and lost hope for a better future of himself. But here comes the great physician through Peter onto him. Aeneas is his name. Peter prays and immediately gives heed to the name who performs this healing. Now, the Lord had given disciples and apostles, I'm getting torn between the apostles of the day, these miraculous moments to confirm their authority in the church of this early church of the day, but also just to reveal how much power that God gives to his followers. God shows through his followers. He proclaims, Jesus Christ maketh thee whole. Arise, make thy bed. And it was, he was completely healed. There was no follow-up treatments. There was no follow-on meetings where they checked up on him, just like we know happens in the charismatic movement. They check on you again and again, and even probably try and heal you a couple of times just for the crowd. It was a one-off transaction. He was healed through Jesus Christ and fully healed. You see, God has far more power than we can ever have need of. And here, Aeneas needed healed, and that's exactly what was delivered to him through the disciple. Let us not be selective in whom we choose to witness to or reach out. Let us not be passing through some quarters or three quarters or two quarters or one quarter. Let us pass through all quarters. The previous pattern of the apostles staying at Jerusalem and those that needed ministering had passed on by, that changed. At this point, the apostles started going out and seeking whom they could minister to. And that is the command of Jesus, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. And every church should exist for all the people of all the quarters. Not just one quarter in our community, but all quarters. There's some people through the religion that they were brought up in don't like to go into Catholic areas. And there's some people through the religion that they were brought up on don't like to go into Protestant areas as a Christian. But it shouldn't be so. Distance was no obstacle. Jerusalem to Lydda is around about 35 miles, one had suggested. And they were willing to travel for that one soul. This was one man whom Peter was ministering to and had a need. And he travelled it. So distance shouldn't be an obstacle for us. What I want us to note is that when the people of Lydda saw it, and Sharon saw him and the difference that the Lord had made, then they turned to the Lord. It wasn't through the word of mouth. It was seeing the difference that the power of God has an effect on a people, on a person's life. You see, whether we like to admit it or not, and whether they like to admit it or not, lost souls are out and about there watching Christians just to see the impact that God and his word and his son has on the very lives of his children and those that claim to follow him. Now, if there is a dramatic change in someone's life, how can they deny the power of Jesus Christ? If someone, for example, was an alcoholic pre-Christ, and now they're dry and complete sobriety, how can they deny that Jesus Christ gave them the power? If someone had been a whore or a whoremonger, and now is completely chaste and a good parent and married, how can they deny the complete change, the complete turnaround? They can't. And it's very, sometimes Christians let their past get in the way of them showing the difference that Christ has made. But souls need that. Lost souls need to see just how wicked we were and the very difference that the Lord had made through us applying his word, spending time with him and walking along that path with him. Peter was an instrument. He wasn't a healer. He didn't heal in the name of Peter. He healed in the name of Jesus Christ. Jesus was the power of the Holy Ghost that was through. And Jesus was the very name, the power in the name that caused this healing. Where then we pass on by to Joppa. There's a certain disciple named Tabitha, a woman, or Dorcas as she's also known. And I like the testimony that Luke talks of here. She's full of good works and alms deeds which she did. You see, many of us are full of good deeds and alms deeds in our hearts and minds. And I wondered why Luke had said which she did. You know, because if you're full of it, then surely that suggests that you do it. But no, we're full of good works and deeds and intentions, but they don't often follow with actions. So that's why Luke made a point here in the book of Acts of saying, which she did. And could those souls in and around about us say that he or she has a testimony full of good works, which he does, which she does? I don't know. I mean, we all like to look at ourselves and say, I'm full of good works, which I think of. You know, I meant well, or in my heart I didn't mean it like that. But that's not how our actions suggest. But it came to pass that she was sick, it says in verse 37, and she died. They wash her body, they lay her in an upper chamber. And it says Lydda was close to Joppa, and it says word had been spreading because they had heard that Peter was there. And I also like that, that Christians of the day in the early church actually went about talking about where the Lord was working, what he was doing and who he was working through. They knew that Peter was in Lydda, or Lydda. And what they do is they get two men, they say, go to Peter and tell him we're here. Tell him to come with us without delay. It doesn't say what they wanted him there for. I can't say for sure that they would have known that Peter could have raised Tabitha from the dead. What I would suggest is that they wanted him there merely to comfort the sorrowing widows, the weeping widows. But they don't require anything. They just ask him to come. And sometimes that's all it needs to be, is we need to be there for someone. Not giving advice, not trying to apply our own experience to their experience that they're currently going through. Sometimes just being there is enough. There was a man who lost a daughter, and this preacher attending the funeral had said, I wish I could do something for you. And he said, don't worry about it. You being here is enough. You being here is enough than just seeing a smile and a friendly face. But they're talking. They're telling about what work had been done, how this man had been healed 8 years laying in bed, and now he gets up and he rises immediately and makes his bed in Lydda. They're talking about it in Joppa. Now one of their very own, a woman who was kind, who was compassionate, who used her talents for God and made garments for the Christians, who showed compassion and kindness to the poor of the day. This is Tabitha. We ought to be more like Tabitha. But Peter arose without delay, went straight with them and arrived. And he's met with weeping widows. And they're showing him all the works that she had done. They're talking about the testimony of Tabitha, saying, here's a coat that she made for that person over there, or here's a garment that she made for me while she was here. And that's what I underlined when I was reading, while she was with them. You see, Tabitha had been dead at this stage. And instead of them letting her know just their words of gratitude and thankfulness while she was with them, they waited until she was dead. You know, to praise her works and say what a wonderful soul she was. It's important for us to let those who are full of grace and mercy and kindness know of our gratitude to them. When someone continues to help and continues to help without any thought of gratitude, eventually it wears out and they get weary. Without just hearing a simple thank you, I appreciate it. We ought to be better at letting each other know when we've been helped. And that we appreciate each other's testimony, and we appreciate the time that each of us spend with the Lord. And we appreciate each other's walks with the Lord and how we've let the Lord work in our lives. Peter puts him out of the upper chamber. He kneels down and he prays, full dependence upon God again, not in the name of Peter, not in the power of Peter, but Peter being the instrument, turning him to the body, says, Tabitha, arise. Tabitha, arise. She opens her eyes and she saw Peter and she sat up. She had come back from the dead just like Lazarus. Great power, life-giving power in the name of Jesus. And here we have one raised from the dead. Peter reaches out his hand, lifts her up, and he calls the saints and the widows who had seen her dead to confirm that she is now alive, that these souls were close by her, that this wasn't a show, it wasn't an act, it wasn't a setup, so they could confirm that Tabitha had actually been dead but now is alive. And it was known throughout all Joppa. And once people heard about it, many of those that heard believed in the Lord, it says. So here today we have two examples in the book of Acts of individuals who had a testimony of letting God work in their lives. And what did it result in? It resulted in lost souls being added to the invisible church. Mm-hmm. These were, in fact, or this was an early church with a testimony. But how can a church get a testimony? Save the individuals within that church, let God work in their lives. How can a church get a testimony, save the individuals in that church, spend some time with the very founder of the church, finding out what he would want them to do, where he would want them to go, who he would want them to reach, the words that he would want them to speak and the very clothes that he would want them to wear. Then, through getting well acquainted with his word, daily communing with him in prayer, and following his steps as he leads the way, then individuals develop a testimony. A testimony is what people think of you when you're not in the room. A testimony is the thing that will defend you when you're not there, when an accusation is brought against you. A testimony is the very witness of your life. It's a measure of your integrity, of your character, of your personality. It's a measure of the man or woman that you are. Tabitha's testimony was that she was full of good works. She was never done helping out. And the Christians, she was beloved in the Christian community because of the works that she had done. She was, and I want to put this into a bit of context. Not so long ago we had Stephen, a great preacher of the word, a great faithful servant, stoned to death in front of the Christians. He wasn't brought back to life. And I don't know the reason why. It was God that chose Tabitha to be brought back to life. But many souls for the life of Tabitha would have gotten saved, but many more got saved because she got raised back to life after her death. And sometimes, Christian, the greatest testimony we can have is to die well, is to die faithfully on that path that God would set us on. Many are willing to give up their lives for the cause of Christ on a day-by-day struggle, on a day-by-day walk. But there be very few today be willing to say, I count my life but dung for the cause of Christ. It's not mine but his. He lent it to me and I know where I'm going, so be it. Lift your stones and cast them off. I mean, when we're in church, we talk as if we're that brave, but when we're in the world, alone standing as Stephen was, proclaiming God's word, and that's when the test of strength is. But many believed through the testimony. Many, when they seen the difference that God had made in Lydda and Joppa, they became believers. Their names were written in heaven. They became brethren of those who have been changed and who have been affected by the Lord and his power. I wonder today, is it because we're not sharing our testimony that souls aren't getting saved, or a lack of them? Or so seems to be in our land. Is it because individually we aren't pursuing or shining our testimony that our church's testimony is not at the forefront of everyone's minds and hearts? Because when our testimonies are shined up and we're out in the world and people know we attend Bethel Baptist Church, that's the testimony that they think of this church of. They think of Bethel Baptist Church as Carol and John Stephen McMahon, the ones that knows you and knows you come here. They think of Bethel Baptist Church like they think of you. They think the ones that know Will Ritchie think of Bethel Baptist as Will Ritchie. They think, well, he goes there on a weekly basis, and if it's not making no difference to him, then it's not going to make a difference to me. Mm-hmm. Norman Wilson is what the souls that know you as, that's what they see Bethel Baptist Church as. As Mark Bradfield and Monica Bradfield, that's what they see Bethel Baptist Church as. And Christopher Cooley, that's what they see Bethel Baptist Church as. Those times when we think we're not in church, so we get the Christian jacket off. You know, we're amongst that old crowd where we used to relax and just be ourselves. And we think, well, they know what I used to be, so it's okay. I'll just not think about that old Christian way today. But that's the very thing that taints this church. That taints not just this church, but any Christian church, any Bible-believing church that proclaims the name of Jesus Christ. It's a serious business. We're bought with a price. And that price is the blood of Christ. That price is that you have the keys to the kingdom of God. And what we say and do here affects lost souls and Christian souls alike. We're gathering with or we're scattering abroad. That's what Jesus said. If you're not gathering with me, you're scattering abroad. If you're not with me, you're against me. So whose side are we on today? Are we going to let our testimony shine? Do we as a church want to develop or grow? Do we want the church to grow? I certainly do. I want all these seats filled. Forget social distancing if souls will come in. Just clean your hands. We'll work with it. Wear a mask if you want to. But it would give me no greater joy in this land to see this church building full. But more importantly than this church building full is the streets of gold being full. More names being written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Prepared and ready for that great reunion day that we'll have when we either die or the rapture happens. Are we a church with a testimony, like the early church was? And this line, are we a church with a testimony, it applies individually, because I can't change the church testimony in my own. The pastor can't change it in his own. You can't change it in your own. But as a collective, we can. Individually, you can see how others, or you can affect how others think of the church. But when we go out as a church into the community, that's how they see us. Let's affect that. Let's change that. Let's show Jesus in the greatest light we can. Let's tell of the difference that he has made. And don't just tell the difference that he's made in your life. The souls there in Lydda, they spread the word. The other souls who went to Joppa spreading the word, you know, that Aeneas had been healed, that Peter had been, and through the power of God had healed him. Let us tell of the works that God has done for our brethren as well, and for the great answered prayers. They can't deny a testimony. They can sure deny and bring up questions and disputations about the Word of God. It's done all the time. And you know, they use it and they twist it to their own destruction, as the Bible says. But how can they deny if you have let God work in your life? Amen. Anyone got a closing hymn? Front it is. Front row's choice. 25. Many verses.
And it counts the times too. Does it? Okay. Let's stand as we sing hymn number 25 in the life.
Close in everlasting arms, pillow.
Man, there was a church there last year, I think, in the bad weather, had lost its power. And one little kid came up to the preacher and said, the church has no power. And that settled in the preacher's heart, and he made a point of connecting with God before every sermon that he preached from then on to make sure that God's power was there. And we can do that.
Amen.
We can make sure that God's power is in this church. Amen. Well, close us out, please, if you will.
Father, thank you for the service, Lord. Thank you for the message. Pray, Lord, you send our lives and hearts and minds, Lord, and our souls also, Lord. And guide us and protect us as we start a new week. We are for each and every head that's bowed, Lord. Work a spirit on it, Lord, and their soul, Lord, and save those who are lost, Lord. And Lord, pray for us and stir our hearts more for love towards thee, Lord. To the Lord Jesus Christ, you died and come to save us from our sins, Lord. And pray for our country, Lord, and the system, Lord, help those that are COVID-19 or those that are sick of COVID-19, Lord. Stop them from dying, Lord. Stop their condition from getting worse, Lord. And aid them and abet them, Lord. Bring them to an understanding that there's a thing that's issue of eternal life that's near to them, Lord. And bring it near to them, and Lord, bring it to their hearts, Lord, and their minds, Lord, that they need Jesus Christ, urgently, and in their souls and in their heart, Lord, and save them from their sins and from eternal damnation, Lord. With us today, Lord, and provide for us, gifts, Lord, depart us to our homes and safety, Lord, and Lord, bear with us, and Lord, provide for us and keep us for Jesus Christ's sake, amen.
Amen.